Now, as National Guard and Reserve deployments go on and on, it's growing harder for self-employed members of those units to stay in business. About 6% of Guard and Reserve members own their own companies. So we're talking about thousands of people here and thousands of companies. And many of those businesses are becoming casualties of war, as Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
When you're the head of a small company, going to war is bad for business. Take Mark Aldrich from Massachusetts. The gambling industry consultant had just spent $60,000 developing a client base when the Army National Guard deployed him for a year and a half. In Iraq, Aldrich used his business skills to manage military operations. At home, his company suffered operational failure.
It basically, disintegrated. Regardless of how the situation plays out, you're just inevitably going to lose business, and people aren't going to wait because they can't.
The deals he'd been brokering broke off. The person he'd hired to replace him was no substitute for the contacts in his head, his instinct for the marketplace. Aldrich tried managing from abroad, but he admits as his business hit rock bottom, he worried more about rocket-propelled grenades.
You're looking at it like, you know, honestly, I'll tell you, I could care less if the thing survives or it doesn't survive, because I'm trying to survive, and I'm trying to survive for real, and I'm not trying to survive economically.
His wife cared, though, when he got home. Aldrich's company was $80,000 in debt. No go getting a loan to get back up and running. Banks said, "What have you been doing for the last 18 months? Your business has been bleeding money." Aldrich wishes the Army had told him to open a line of credit before he deployed, and he wishes there were tax credits or low-interest loans for veterans like him.
We're going to go around the room real quick, and you'll do your 20-second elevator pitch.
Amid plaques commemorating war dead in a veterans' hall near Boston, Louis Celli is teaching a class on entrepreneurship. The retired Army recruiter started his own nonprofit to help veterans with business. Lately, he's been seeing growing numbers of Guard and Reserve members lose their companies during deployment.
It would not be a sound piece of advice for me to give a Guard or Reserve member to engage in starting a business at this point, because there is no program that will support them through that if they get deployed.
Celli says the economy suffers with the lost jobs. He also says if self-employed citizens feel they cannot take the financial risk of signing up, the military loses out.
We'll do our part here in this committee, Senator Stone.
Yeah, thank you.
Recently, the Senate Small Business and Entrepreneurship Committee held a hearing on the issue. William Elmore of the Small Business Administration told the panel there is a federal disaster loan that sometimes applies to such businesses.
I believe, like you do, that there's a very significant problem occurring, but without the reservists themselves stepping up and utilizing the services that we do offer, to a degree, we're stymied.
The committee chair, Senator John Kerry, has introduced legislation that would give small businesses that lose key personnel to deployments a $10,000 tax credit. Small business veterans say the measure falls short. Back at the Massachusetts Veterans Hall, standing under a painting of Minutemen at the Battle of Lexington, Louis Celli thinks the government should do more.
I mean, let's face it, our country was founded on the men and women who left their businesses to their families while they went and served. And when they got back, people would specifically purchase from patriots and from veterans. Your status became elevated. And today, we don't have that.
Celli says unless there's more help for reservists to keep their businesses during deployment, citizens may soon have to choose between the American spirit of starting your own business and the American tradition of serving in uniform. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.